It's Hot Off the Wire with Al Friedas.
Reporting live from the block, man.
Hey, it's Friedas. Here's your Hot Off the Wire. I finally think we got somebody that Kanye will not cross, and it's famous photographer Annie Leibovitz. Now, earlier this week, we reported that he was mad because she pulled out of photographing his wedding at the last minute. In a joint statement, Kanye and Leibovitz say his comments were taken out of context and sensationalized because she was actually never confirmed to take the pictures at the wedding. Meanwhile, did y'all see the pictures of baby Nori on TMZ? Now, TMZ is all geeked about what a baller this little baby is because she's flying first class with an entourage from NYC to LA. So here's what happened. She's got a Porsche Panamera waiting for her on the tarmac, but what's crazier to me is that she's flying with nannies and bodyguards and all these people and not one family member, if you believe this story. And by the way, at JFK, she got picked up in Kanye's Maserati. Must be nice. Jay-Z and Beyonce's people are slamming gossip sites who say their On the Run tour is not selling. Live Nation says On the Run has brought in $90 million in ticket sales already. Kelly Rowland is not playing coy about having a baby on the way anymore. A week after posting a pic of some infant Air Jordans, she Instagrammed a shot of her baby bump on a yoga mat. Hey, Keisha Cole, has her breakup from baller Bobby Gibson sent her to the other side? In her new song, She sings, down to try something different, lips and legs, soft skin so feminine, curves like me, covered in my cherry scent. What? Okay. Really, Pitbull getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame? Is he like that? I don't know. Everybody's been posting pictures of Lupita Nyong'o on the cover of Vogue. I saw a few pics inside. She's flawless, that is all. However, during the interview, Lupita compared the rush of the red carpet to a war zone, and then she backpedaled so quick because she is not trying to get in the trouble that Tom Cruise and Gwyneth Paltrow got into for comparing acting and internet insults to war. New in theaters today, Jersey Boys, Third Person, and of course, Think Like a Man 2. Kevin Hart, Megan Good, Gabrielle Union, Michael Ealy, Taraji P. Henson, Regina Hall, Gary Owen, and others star in that. I talked to Michael Ealy on the red carpet premiere and asked him what was the craziest thing that happened on set.
Megan Hell. We were doing a scene where we're running to the wedding site, and there's like everybody's running, and the girls, God bless them, they're running in heels. And Megan took a tumble. Fortunately, not in the pool, but she took a pretty rough tumble.
I'm so sad we didn't see that on WorldStar.
I'm glad you didn't see that on WorldStar.
You can see that entire interview, which includes Megan Good and Brit's movie review, plus our interview with Kevin Hart on the Rest of Our Morning Show.com. I'm Al Friedas, and that's Hot Off the Wire. For more stuff, go to the Rest of Our Morning. I already said that, so just get there and tweet me at Friedas Flicks. Okay, I know that was really long, but I had so much to tell ya. Bye.